USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Postmaster General Louis DeJoy says the United States Postal Service will not carry out some operational and organizational changes, such as removing mail processing equipment or collection boxes, until the end of the November election. North Carolina Attorney General Josh Stein says that's not enough.
It is going to be filed. Look, these are positive steps. I'm happy to hear what DeJoy has said today. But honestly, they're just words on a paper. We need binding commitments that they will not make further changes and that they will undo the damage that they've done.
The Democratic AG speaking there on Fox News, and half as many Americans are watching the Democratic National Convention compared to 4 years ago. About 5.8 million tuned in last night to ABC, CBS, or NBC. 11.6 million watched 4 years ago. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been on this balance of nature for quite some time now. I know that what you put in your body is critical to your health. I listen to AM radio out of Dallas, and you have these people on there witnessing about the difference it's made in their life. Now, all these people aren't lying about this. I hadn't even had as much as a cold since I've been taking this, and I'm telling you, my energy level has increased unbelievable. So I'm impressed with it.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Members of President Trump's 2016 campaign were in frequent contact with individuals linked to the Russian government, raising counterintelligence concerns at the time, but there is no evidence they colluded to influence the election. That's according to a Senate report that was released on Tuesday. The committee notes Russia took advantage of the inexperience among members of the president's transition team, as well as their desire to roll back Obama-era policies to create unofficial channels through which it would connect to the incoming administration. Shark sightings in the New York City area continue to increase. Fisherman Tim Brindley shows pictures of a dead 10-foot great white he caught in his net 2 miles off the New Jersey coastline.
We looked at each other, and I said, oh, my God, that's a great white. I looked down, and it was big. It was so big.
Brindley speaking there on NBC News. There have been dozens of shark sightings off the coast of Long Island beaches this summer. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
With the national debt adding $2.8 trillion so far this year and the deficit approaching $26.5 trillion, publisher and author Steve Forbes says the biggest concern is what is done to handle it.
Well, what's behind it is what is concerning. And the real question is, what do we do about it? The Democrats want to raise taxes, put on new regulations, which would hurt the economy. The only way we're ever going to get on top of this debt is having a vibrant, growing economy like Ronald Reagan did in the 1980s, or what we did after World War II, where a little bit of spending restraint, good economy. By golly, the debt as a proportion of the economy declined dramatically. From the end of World War II, it fell to almost 75%.
Forbes continuing on Newsmax TV.
So the answer is, what kind of economic environment are we going to create after the elections this year? That's why this election is so significant.
Oh.
Couldn't have two starker contrasts.
And finally, Amazon is planning to hire 3,500 employees in 6 cities. The positions are in corporate and tech sectors, including Alexa, Amazon Fashion, and Amazon Fresh. They're hiring in Dallas, Detroit, Denver, New York, Phoenix, and San Diego, with most of the positions located in New York. Amazon employees currently work from home through January of next year. For more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.